Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Five things that happened over the weekend. Why don't we discuss the five?
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead!
Number five.
All right, after a 34-27 win over Indiana this weekend, Penn State has opened up as 19-point dogs to Ohio State next weekend as the Buckeyes continue to dominate. Does this seem about right, or do the Nittany Lions have a little bit of better chance than people think?
It seems about right. 2.5 touchdowns, I think almost 3 touchdowns. Ohio State's that good. I don't think it speaks to Penn State. I think it speaks to Ohio State being that good.
Well, they did give up 3 touchdowns to Rutgers.
Right.
So they didn't cover the 50 as I had
put it. 52.5.
Yeah. That seems like a lot of points, though, for a team that still has a pretty good defense. The question is, what will Penn State be able to do offensively if they've got guys banged up? Right now, I'd be inclined to take those points. Just as it is right now.
I think from a betting line standpoint, the discussion is the number. The discussion isn't if Penn State can beat them outright.
Oh, no. That's,
I don't think Penn State has a chance of beating them outright.
No. No, not at all.
All right, moving along.
Number four.
The Ravens completely destroyed the Texans at home yesterday, 41-7. Lamar Jackson was great again, 4 touchdowns through the air, 86 yards on the ground. Are you ready to say Baltimore is the AFC favorite?
No. I'd like to. Even by virtue of them beating the Patriots in the regular season, some people will push that forward. I just got it. Until I see somebody beat Belichick in the playoffs from the AFC and see them do it, an up-and-comer do it, I just don't believe that they can until I see it with my own eyes. I think that they definitely could in the playoffs. I just have to see it. I have to see it come to fruition before I could walk into a game and say they're the favorite, unless Brady's hurt.
Well, it can go. It kind of goes from month to month to month where fill-in-the-blank is the best team in the league right now. I think right now the Ravens are the best team in the league. But does that mean they will be a month from now? Probably not. And, of course, it always comes back to if somebody gets a hit on Lamar Jackson and takes him out, that changes everything from Baltimore's standpoint. But right now, yeah, they look like the best team in the AFC.
Next.
Number three.
Kind of a weird weekend for the Penguins. They lose 2-1 to the Devils and then blow out the Maple Leafs 6-1 with Dominic Cahoon scoring 2 goals. Do the Penguins have enough firepower to stay afloat without Sid for these next few weeks?
If Evgeny Malkin plays like the best player on the ice more nights than not, yes. If he doesn't go into some funk, and the complimentary pieces are essentially complimentary pieces. You can't ask for Cahoon to be a 2-goal scorer every night. If Evgeny Malkin has to be the guy that carries the mail, then yes, they do.
I don't think it's necessarily do they have the offensive firepower. It's can they play well enough defensively to hold other teams down. And you know, look, against New Jersey, was that a fluky game because they dominated? The New Jersey goalie was great. The Penguins, by all rights, should have won that game and didn't. But, man, against Toronto, they took advantage of a rookie goalie. But the rest of their team wasn't very good either. I want to see this lineup, how they match up against, say, Washington, for example, or Tampa Bay. You know, some of the better teams in the Eastern Conference before I pass judgment. But, yeah, they can hang in there, and that's really all they have to do while Sid's out.
Next.
Number two.
The Pirates are set to announce the hiring of Ben Cherington as general manager today at noon from PNC Park. Do you believe this was the right hire, and what should be his first order of business?
I believe it's a very good one, yes. I think anytime you can get a guy with that kind of pedigree, then certainly it is. And his first order of business, everybody should be looked at to being, there are no untouchables, I guess is what I'm getting at. If somebody wants to make a deal for Josh Bell, you listen.
You listen. I don't know if I'd make the deal. I think he's okay. I actually like the resume of the other guy better, Matt Arnold, who has a smaller market background. You know, Cherington he's coming in here with eyes wide open. Well, hear what he has to say, because he'll be asked about that, working with a smaller payroll, and then I think hiring a manager, I think that's very important.
Number one.
Will the fallout from the Browns' loss and the Myles Garrett incident with Marquise Pouncey being suspended for the next three games and all the injuries, will it keep the Steelers out of the playoffs?
Well, I want to see the health of Juju and Deontay Johnson before I answer that question. If those two guys are ready to go, then I don't know. If those two guys are hurt and they can't go, then the Steelers are in a world of trouble over the next few weeks.
And remember, Ramon Foster recently thought he was going to be cleared and thought he was going to be, and he wasn't. And so this is if these guys are out for a couple of games, I think that's a problem, and I do think it'll keep him out of the playoffs.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.